Over 130 people are reported dead in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Police conducted their largest ever operation against organized crime gangs in the city's history. NTD's international correspondent Arian Pastor is in Brazil. And a warning, this report includes footage that some viewers may find disturbing.
A pastor is seen crying in Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday, a day after state authorities conducted a major police raid, the largest in the city's history. Around 40 bodies were seen lying on the ground, waiting to be collected on Wednesday. Police raided two impoverished neighborhoods in the city, also known as favelas. Authorities were targeting one of Brazil's narco-trafficking organizations, called the Red Command, or Comando Vermelho in Portuguese. Gangs in Brazil are in control of almost all favelas in the country. They use the territory to extort residents and sell drugs, weapons, stolen merchandise and more. In the case of Rio de Janeiro, many of the favelas are located in the heart of the city, in some cases less than a mile from some of the country's richest neighborhoods. Police sometimes try to keep the criminals in check by conducting raids in the favelas, targeting the leaders of the gangs. However, Tuesday's operation is by far one of the largest and deadliest the country has ever seen.
My cousin was decapitated by special force troops. He didn't have a single gunshot wound. They just tore off his head and left him hanging in the woods.